And what do you call this back part of your thigh that you're resting on when you're squatting down?
Rump. Heel?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that.
Did you ever hear that called a hunkers or haunches?
Haunches. That's on a horse. We call that the haunches. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hunker. That's what I said a while ago. To squat down like cowboys, they call it hunkering down.
Okay. Do they polish your hunkers?
I've never heard it that way.
If somebody had been sick for a while, you'd say, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Well, it could be wobbly or... feeling a bit weak yet, though.
Well, how would he look?
He'd look feeble-like.
Okay. If someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
strong?
What if he's getting a little overweight, but he's still real strong?
She could tell you what I'm...
Do you ever use the word stout?
Stout, yes. He's on the stout side.
What does that mean?
He's a little heavier than ordinary, you know, and in an ordinary condition. When you begin to put on weight, stout.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Well, that would mean strong or something to that effect. We'd call butter, I told you a while ago, rancid.
Uh-huh. And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's...
congenial.
Any other common word for that?
Happy-go-lucky.
And someone who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
I don't know about ordinary.
Do you ever call somebody a fool?
Fool?
Uh-huh.
That term has been used, yes.
How does that sound?
It's not complimentary.
Would you ever say that about someone?
I guess I have used that term in my lifetime. Oh, that fool don't know what he's talking about, or something to that effect.
What would you say about somebody who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money?
Spendthrift throws his money away.
Or just the opposite of that, he really hangs on to it.
Miser.
Okay. Any other names for him?
Hoarder.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common?
Uh-huh.
A common, ordinary person.
Is it insulting?
No. I wouldn't think so. Someone would call me that, but it might be a compliment.
Uh-huh. What would you say about someone up in their 80s or so who still has a lot of energy and can do all their work, get around just like they did when they were younger? You'd say for their 80s, they're awfully...
spry.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
leery, leery, well, I don't know, that's a slang name, too.
Well, you wouldn't feel easy about it, you'd say you felt...
I'd feel uneasy about it.
Huh?
I'd feel uneasy about it.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
worry.
A child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
scared.
Okay. You say, I don't see why she's scared now, she... I don't see why she should be scared now, she...
wasn't scared before, or...
or using the expression, used to be.
Used
say,
to be, yes.
She
used to not be scared.
Huh?
Used to not be scared.
Okay. And somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say they shouldn't be so...
trusting, or...
or they just leave it where anybody could steal it. They're being too...
lenient?
Or what would be just a more common word? They left it lying out where anybody could come in and steal it. They were being too...
unconcerned of.
Or they weren't being careful, they were being...
Well, not careful.
They were being...
Careless. Careless.
Okay.